This is Esther Rakusin for WRFI Community Radio News. This past Saturday, I traveled with a group of women, men, and kids from Ithaca to the Women's March on Washington. As noted in part one of this feature that you heard yesterday, I spoke to a number of people at the march. It seemed that nearly every person I met had traveled quite a distance to get to the march. Here are some of their voices. So, what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Wallace. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
Did you travel to Washington this weekend from Phoenix?
Yeah, I flew into Philadelphia on Thursday morning.
And was your sole purpose to come to this march?
Yeah, we rented a car from Philly and drove down from Philadelphia for the march.
How long have you been thinking about coming to the march?
I wanted to come to the march as soon as I knew about it, but I thought there was no way that I could financially do it, and then my sister's best friend from college got a few hotel rooms and offered to put us up for a few days, so we very impulsively, with student loan money, purchased a cheap plane ticket out here and then a rental car to drive down from Philly, so it was very impulsive, very impulsive.
So why did you decide to come to the march?
It's very important to me. I was actually here in 2008 for the inauguration, or 2009 for the inauguration, and then I was also here in 2006, I think, for the March on Washington against the war in Iraq. And so protesting is something that's always been very important to me, and I felt like it was very, very important for me to be here so that people know that we don't agree with what's going on right now. I think that there's a lot of strength in numbers and a lot of importance and a lot of people showing up for this.
What are some of your concerns about the new administration?
Well, I'm transgender, and so there's a lot of concerns I have about myself personally, but then also pretty much every minority in this country. I'm very, very concerned that there's going to be a lot of rollback in the progress that we've made in the last 8 years, and a lot of rollbacks with rights, with healthcare, with access, with recognition. So those are my concerns.
And do you think you're going to be taking any actions in your community in the coming year?
Yeah, I volunteer a lot in my community back in Arizona, and I want to continue doing that. I want to continue to volunteer and go to protests and marches out there. I think that's very important. So I would like for my activism not to be isolated just here, but also continue it out there.
Okay, thanks so much for talking to me, Wallace.
Of course.
And what is your name?
My name's Samantha.
And are you also from Phoenix?
I am. I'm in the PhD program at Arizona State University in gender studies, actually.
And what was foremost on your mind when you decided to come to the march?
I think also I felt that numbers are important. I think just like voting, sometimes it feels a little bit futile and a little bit frustrating. But I think when you get to show up and see hundreds of thousands of people literally feel the same way that you do, I think that that's important for us to sort of maintain our drive for change. And also important for people in power to see that it's not just people here and there, that this is a massive group of people that are not okay.
What do you feel is concerning to you about the incoming administration?
I mean, I think a better question might be what isn't concerning. I mean, first of all, just practically, the funding for my education could disappear. The jobs could disappear. As someone who wants to work in a public university, in a gender studies department, that could disappear. I live in Phoenix, so I'm concerned for the immigrant population there. As a part of the LGBTQ community, I'm concerned for those folks as well, both in terms of policy and in terms of, I think, the violent backlash that can come when this kind of prejudice is sort of officially sanctioned from the very highest echelons.
Do you know anybody that you think might be running for office in the future?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think all of us here should probably run for some kind of office or at least get involved somehow. So I'm hoping that I'm looking around and seeing people that are going to run for office one day.
I'm Samira. I'm from Wilmington, Delaware.
And so did you travel down from Delaware today?
I did.
When did you decide to come to the march?
I've thought about it all week, but I wasn't going to come after Trump's speech yesterday. I decided that I needed to come.
So. And what in his speech made you feel that you did want to come?
I just feel like I was hoping that he would try something to unify the country and to reach out to just not his base, to everybody, and he didn't do that at all. And it just seemed more divisive, and now he's the president, and they said that when he became the president, he was going to stop and change, and it doesn't seem like that's never going to happen.
And so what are you trying to say by coming to the march today?
By coming to the march, I think we're saying, well, just not myself, but everybody out here is saying that we don't accept Trump as the president, and we don't accept the things that are going on in this country, and we are looking to move forward and not try to go back.
Something's going on. And do you think that in the coming year that you might be taking any kinds of actions in your community?
Definitely. After being out here today and speaking to different people, people have been talking about like doing things, going back to your community. I think more people got to get involved. Like, I don't know, maybe one day run for office. You really got to get involved in different type of things that you think you never thought of before. But obviously, we need a change. We can't have the same people in Congress sitting. We need a complete change to mold how the country is growing.
And is this your first time going to a protest?
Actually, it is. It definitely is, and I'm really glad I came.
And so what is your name, and where are you from?
My name is Leia Edwards, and I'm from Hollywood, Florida.
And why did you decide to come so far to attend the Women's March?
I decided to come because I have a lot of friends back home who couldn't make it, and I wanted to fight for women's rights even though I'm still young, and I want to start going to marches and fighting for what I believe in.
What kind of women's rights do you think are worth fighting for?
Any rights where women are feeling excluded or they feel like they're smaller than men or anything like that.
And do you and your friends talk about women's rights at school?
Yeah, we talk about that. I have friends who wanted to come today and other friends who didn't. But at the end, we all get along together.
So before the election, what were your thoughts about the candidates?
Well, since I'm a girl, and I believe that women should have the same treatment, my mom and my dad and my sister and I, we all believe that Hillary should have won. So we were watching the news, and then it just took off from that.
And what are your impressions of the march today?
I think that a lot of people do care, and by coming out here, they show that they care, and that makes me really happy for the future.
My name is Lori. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
And what motivated you to come all the way from Madison to attend the march?
I've been motivated since I was a teenager, and I'm 62 years old now. So I've been working on campaigns and doing activist work. I was a community organizer, things like that, teacher.
What kind of activist campaigns have you worked on?
Well, labor issues. You might be aware that in Madison, we had issues related to collective bargaining rights being stricken from public workers, and so we were involved in that.
Are you a public worker?
I was a teacher for 30 years.
Are you taking any measures in your community in the coming year to try to make progress?
Like I said, in Madison, we have had a lot of activism related to also the Republican-dominated legislature, and governor is, of course, a Republican in Wisconsin as well, and feel like a lot of the things that we hold near and dear in Wisconsin are being destroyed by the government that's in place. So we are constantly active to try to sustain the things that we think are important related to the environment, to public schools, to community issues, to being a welcoming community for a diverse community and a diverse society.
So my name is Anya Kelly, and I'm from Quakertown, Pennsylvania, but I currently live in Washington, D.C.
And so being in Washington, D.C., what does the city look like to you today?
Well, I personally did not leave my home yesterday. My office was closed. We're right downtown, so we had it, our office was closed just for safety reasons. I know yesterday I was feeling super fearful. I live in Northwest, but I heard so many helicopters and police sirens constantly from my home. And today, the city, I woke up, I mean, it was like 7 in the morning, and I heard music blasting, and it was, you know, finally, in my quiet neighborhood compared to yesterday, it was amazing to hear kind of like this early rumblings of happiness. And I walked out my doors and my neighbors were getting ready to come down and march. So even though I think everyone's here for a very serious reason, the vibe is definitely much more happy and hopeful, and it just doesn't seem as scary as it was yesterday.
Are you thinking of doing any actions in the coming year to put forward the cause of women's rights?
Absolutely. I think this election, I know my mom and I were really talking about this, is showed the importance of getting involved at the state and local level. We come from a town in Pennsylvania that I'm sure the majority voted for Trump, even though we're only 30-40 minutes outside Philadelphia, which is, you know, very blue. So I think just getting involved at the local level and actually, you know, talking to people and having open discussion about women's rights and just any type of, you know, not doing things to not normalize the Trump agenda and the Trump presidency. I mean, I'm definitely, whenever I can go home and, you know, whether it's writing letters to our local councilman or whatever, you know, just trying to put roots in at the local level rather than just focusing on the presidential election.
After talking with many attendees, I headed back to the metro to get back to the place where we would all meet and get on the buses back to Ithaca. Interestingly, I was on a train that became disabled and sat on the tracks for about 1 hour and 15 minutes. I was not surprised that the large mass of people crowding my subway car kept up their good spirits, despite the annoying delay. To pass the time, I talked to people from Illinois and Albany and recounted the inspiring day. For WRFI Community Radio News, I'm Esther Rakusin.